Good morning, and welcome to Backyard Almanac here on 103.3 KUMD, a regular feature of Fridays. Author, educator, radio host, and a guy who can turn us on to some great Christmas music, Larry Weber, joins us on the phone this morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, and thank you for playing that song. I was going to request it, but as always, you are one step ahead of me, so wow. Amazing. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, and I hope you are enjoying the new season of winter that we began yesterday. Yesterday was the winter solstice, and the winter solstice has a couple different meanings, but many people see it as just being the first day of winter. It is also the day in northern hemisphere of the least amount of daylight of any day of the year, which means starting today, the daylight is a little bit longer. We don't notice it very well. Matter of fact, the difference might be only in seconds, but it is starting to happen. The sunsets have already started getting later. We reach the earliest sunset earlier in December, about the middle of the month, of 4:20, and now the sunsets are getting later. The sunrises, however, at this time are also getting later. We reached the latest sunrise, the last few days of December and the first couple days of January, and then the sunrises start getting earlier, and that's when we usually start to notice the days getting a little bit longer. So yes, they will continue to get longer. I thought it was really interesting that along with the solstice, we got a nice little snow. Now, depending on where you were, there certainly wasn't any major blizzard or anything like that. We got about 3 to 4 inches of snow here. It was a beautiful, dry, powdery snow. The amount of snow that we've gotten so far in December at this point, on this date, 22nd, two-thirds of the way through the month, is about normal to what we have at this time. We will continue to see. There's not a lot of snow in the forecast, so we'll continue to see if there's any more going to be coming before the end of the month. If you look at, however, the amount of snow that we've gotten the entire season, thanks to the good snow we had in late October, we are above normal in snowfall so far for the season. So we'll see if that continues as well. The precipitation for December, despite the fact that we're about normal in snowfall, the precipitation is less than normal. But if you look at the overall picture, 2017, which we're going to be ending soon, 2017 will be recorded as a very wet year, more than 6 inches above normal in precipitation. Now, most of that, of course, is the rains of the earlier time of the year. But nevertheless, we did get precipitation. We did have a few dry spells and so forth, but overall, we're settling down to a pretty normal winter. The first 4 days of December were considerably warmer than normal, about 40 degrees, but then starting on the 5th and ever since then, we've been much more of a December-ish type of weather. Now, from the forecast, it looks like we may be getting more of a January-ish few days coming up where we'll get down below zero and stay there. Sounds like Christmas Day and the day after will be nice and chilly, so we can enjoy not only a white Christmas, but also a frigid Christmas. Other things of note, we've had so many clouds lately, it's been a little bit hard to see the night sky. But I did get a chance one early morning this week to get out and take a look. Jupiter is bright in the east right now. Jupiter, our biggest planet, if you take binoculars and take a look at it, you can pretty easily see the moons of Jupiter, and they were quite visible. But like I said, we've been having so many clouds, there's a lot we have not seen. The moon right now is in the waxing crescent. We won't have a full moon again until January, and then when we get a full moon in January, beginning of the month, we will have another full moon late in the month. It is a month of blue moons. We have in the year 2018, we have 2 months of blue moons. We have both January and March that has blue moons. No full moon at all in February. The Christmas bird counts have begun. Duluth had theirs last Saturday, and Saxim Bog had theirs on Monday. And, of course, to me, the Christmas bird count, the idea is that you go out and you just get a look at what kind of birds are around in the wintertime. You certainly don't need to go out and have an organized count to do that, but it sure helps if you do. You get all these people looking, and you stay within a particular area, and you note not only the different kinds of birds, but how many of them. And it's a nice little handle to see how birds are doing in the wintertime. Out here in Carlton County, we'll be doing our Christmas bird count 1 week from today. We wait until later to do ours. The birds have been coming, however, to the bird feeders. It's been really interesting to watch. We get about a dozen kinds that come every day. It's been really interesting. Four kinds of woodpeckers. That's the downy, hairy, red-bellied, and now the pileated woodpecker has discovered the suet and has been coming every day. We also get the chickadees, blue jays, a good number of blue jays, white breast and red breast nuthatch, and then we've been getting goldfinches and red poles. They've been both coming in flocks. I expect that they will stay, and this cold snap will probably bring them in to see even more numbers than normal. And we have one juncal that is still hanging around. We also have wild turkeys that come every few days. We have pine grosbeak every few days, and then yesterday we had an arrival of a cardinal. Now, cardinals are come to some people's bird feeders quite regularly, but not for us. It's a pretty unusual experience to see it, but so it was neat to see that. I've been able to take advantage of the nice powder snow and get out and cross-country ski almost every day. Now, I'm not a Berkey skier, and I'm not a racer, so I don't go tremendous distances. But what I like to do is just go through the woods and take a look at what's going on there. And a good thing to see is animal tracks, especially when we get the new snows, and I've been seeing plenty of those. Mostly deer, canines of the foxes and coyote, squirrels, mice, voles, shrews, and then there's been members of the weasel family. Almost every time I go out, I see some members of the weasel family. It might be weasel, it might be mink, it might be a pine marten, fisher, skunk. I've seen the tracks of all of those. So yes, critters are remaining active. When it gets real cold, as we're seeing, many of them will slow down and maybe go into shelter during that whole time, but then we'll probably see them back out again. So, yeah, Lisa, thank you for the song, and welcome to winter. And while you're at it, why don't you just really have a great holiday, too?
I think I'll do that, Larry, and the same to you.
Okay, take care.
Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Friday, right here on 103.3 KUMD.